When Pedro Zamaro teaches his first grade class, it's all in Spanish. What's unusual about that, though, is that Zamaro's students aren't from Spain or Mexico or South America. They go to Lyseth Elementary in Portland, which 2 years ago launched the state's first public Spanish immersion class for kindergartners. Today's students are speaking near fluent Spanish, but as Robbie Feinberg reports, bringing new culture into an aging and predominantly white state has not been easy.
Clase, vamos a hacer un poco. Primero vamos a jugar al. Para recordar un poco las palabras.
Teacher Pedro Zamaro leads his students at Lyseth Elementary School in a kind of geometry game. A projector displays a range of shapes, cubes, spheres, rectangular prisms. Zamaro points at them, then has the students yell out each shape's name, all in Spanish.
Esfera.
Esfera.
Cubo.
Cubo.
Cilindro.
Cilindro.
Cono.
Cono.
Cubo.
Cubo.
Cilindro.
Cilindro.
Esfera.
Esfera.
Prisma.
But it's the moments in between these Spanish lessons that show just how different immersion learning is. Zamaro walks through the classroom, hovering over a few students to help them fill out a worksheet. He asks them a question, and they answer in nearly perfect Spanish. There are a few stumbles, a few como se dices here and there. But for 99% of the time, this classroom sounds like it might be in the heart of a Spanish community.
¿Y qué has utilizado para hacer tu casa de gatos?
Esfera y un prisma rectangular.
Wow, clase.
Zamaro says he's often surprised at just how well his students pick up the new language.
You can say a new word one day during the morning meeting, like earthquake. And then 2 weeks ago, that same word came up again, and they remember. And you didn't work on that word, they just remember. They are sponges.
This style of bilingual immersion education isn't new. Experts estimate that there are more than 1,000 language immersion classrooms nationwide. Schools tout the ways that bilingual education helps students learn problem-solving, empathy, and literacy. And Lyseth principal Lenore Williams says it's a great start for kids who will one day be competing for jobs in a global economy.
It's pretty well known that if you're going to be successful as an adult, bilingualism is going to be a requisite skill. It's going to be a critical skill.
Lyseth only formed the immersion classroom 2 years ago, but the program is expanding every year. It's adding classrooms for higher grade levels until 2019, when it expects to have immersion classrooms from kindergarten through fifth grade. But Williams says there's a catch, and that's finding enough good bilingual teachers.
That is probably the most difficult thing about having the program here at Lyseth, is that we have not been able to hire anybody from within the United States.
Williams says the school posts the openings nationwide with few replies. So the district now works with the Ministry of Spain, which recruits teachers from overseas to spend 3 years teaching in America on a three-year visa.
So that puts us in a constant sort of state where we're hiring.
But the challenges of immersion learning don't just fall on administrators.
Okay, what's this one? Can you read it to me, please?
Parents have to take on new responsibilities at home, too. Lyseth student Margaret Roma has brought home some math homework to work on with her dad, Mark.
We have to tell them how much sides they have, how much points they have, and how much.
Margaret pulls out a few crayons to color in shapes on a workbook page. Like any doting parent, Mark watches and makes sure Margaret's following the book's directions. But Mark doesn't speak Spanish, so to get around the problem, Mark pulls out an iPad and hovers it over the workbook. On the iPad screen, the instructions in Spanish transform into English.
It's not an exact science. This is maybe one of the cheaper ones out there. It's called World Lens. And see, this is coloring the areas of red. So you kind of piece it together.
This solves the Spanish gap somewhat. But Mark Roma says his other challenge has been helping Margaret learn to read in English. The immersion classroom's reading lessons are in Spanish, meaning there's no time to work on English literacy. Research indicates that while immersion students do fall behind in English in their first few years, they catch up and often surpass their peers by the end of elementary school. Still, Mark says as a parent, it was tough to see Margaret initially struggle to keep up with her friends. But after working hard at night, those skills have improved.
So her and I really started doing a lot more reading at night, getting books at her level, really kind of going over, you know, some of the sentence structure with her and kind of the coding skills and all that piece that she would be getting in a regular classroom. And then at our last conference, her scores had come up dramatically. And she's been great now. Now she reads to herself every night. She goes to bed. We take turns reading back and forth books.
Despite those challenges, LISETH principal Lenore Williams isn't worried.
To be honest with you, we're not concerned if we start to see some regression or some lags in literacy skills in English, because we know that that's fairly, it's common. And we should be seeing, what we want to see is that the language skills in Spanish are going to increase over time.
Williams is so convinced by the results so far that she sees Portland possibly expanding its foreign language immersion programs in the future to French or maybe even Mandarin. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.